Fuck. Oh man, I want to do a serious intro one time in my fucking life. Hi, welcome to TV Casualty. Fuck you. That's how I start now. Cool. So we are here to talk about TV shows that I've never seen. We get it. This is probably like the 39th episode by now. I don't know. So if you don't know what this podcast is about, fuck you. You know, get away from my fucking podcast if you don't know everything about me.
I like this reverse psychology.
Yeah, it's really good. It's very good. It's how I, you know, that's why I, and like when a woman is like, hey, Mike, what's up? You look good today. I'm like, fuck off.
And then she's like wet. No.
But then if a woman's like, you're, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, marry me.
It works both ways.
It works both ways. Listen, this podcast goes both ways. I'm not happy about anything I've ever said. Cool. So yeah, we're here this week with my good friend, comedian, director, actor.
Yeah, writer you can throw
writer,
in there.
Improviser.
Yeah, that's me.
Horny slut all over the world.
Most accurate of the credits, yes.
Jess Lane.
That's me. Hi.
Welcome to podcast.
Cool.
We're here. All right. So,
did you know that podcast is just a bedroom?
What the fuck? Don't talk about the studio like that.
Sorry.
It's the studio.
I like it.
Jesus Christ, this episode is off to a bad start already. You know what, guys? Cancel your subscriptions. I'm going to give you back all your money. Please. No. So we're here with Jess. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
We already talked about it. I'm fine. Life is good and bad all the time, all at once.
Oh, man. What are you doing to me? I'm trying to have a good goddamn podcast.
You hang out with me almost every day. You know what it's like when I'm around. And you still ask me to be on the podcast.
I know. But the thing is, I was like, maybe she'll put on a different persona for the public. And you didn't.
Nah, man. Listen, the real me is the most...
Oh my God, she forgot words.
No, I didn't forget words. The words that came to mind were too sad to say out loud.
Say them.
I was trying to amp myself up and be like, yeah, the real me is the most, I'll put that out in the world and I'll get the most back for it. And then I didn't believe it. And so I didn't say it out loud.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
Cool.
So usually the guests are telling me how I should go to therapy.
Oh, I'm in therapy and you should join me.
I don't, at the same time, can we have joint sessions with your therapist?
Yeah.
And you keep paying for it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can do that.
Awesome. So they go, you'll be like, you know, I have all these problems. And I'll be like, but I am also here.
Let everyone know I'm a very good friend and I have lots of money.
I would. Those are two of my favorite things about you. I'm not going to say in which order. I will not. I refuse to say in which order I like those things about you. But, oh, man, she has so much money.
I have almost a small to medium amount of money compared... In terms of comedians, I'm rich.
Yeah, oh my God.
But compared to any other profession in the world, I'm still the poorest.
Yeah. I mean, I had $2,000 once.
I have a savings account.
I truly should open one.
Yeah.
Listen,
if you've met me, I've definitely already told you to open a savings account and at least whatever contributions you make, make them at weekly. $5 a week, $10 a week, $20 a week. What is that? 5 PBRs? You can afford it.
I've never had a PBR in my life.
I know that's, but I'm talking to everyone else.
Okay. I actually have a huge following. They distribute my podcast at Alcoholics Anonymous meetings only. So you're really kind of actually hurting people's feelings when you say stuff like that.
Okay, I'm sorry. You got a real genuine...
You know, this podcast that is out already. Mm-hmm. And I haven't backlogged 50 episodes. I want to backlog...
50th anniversary. Is this the 50th anniversary episode? Wow, thank you so much. I'm so honored.
The silver anniversary.
The silver anniversary.
Is it, or is it the gold? Is that gold? Is 50
I
gold?
Know all about marriage. I'm very pro-marriage. I tell everyone I know to get married.
You love marriage.
Mm. I already hate this joke that I started making.
Do you think you would do like a reverse polygamy thing where you had like 8 husbands?
Yeah. Oh, that's not reverse polygamy. That's just, also polygamy.
Yeah, but you know, literally, there's never, no one has ever done that.
Like, you are inspiring me. I could definitely.
Like one woman, 8 husbands, but you all live together and shit.
This is my dream.
Is it really?
That sounds really fun for me.
I feel like it'll. I feel like you'll immediately be like, it's too much. I can't.
You're right.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. As long as I'm right.
I would have my own bedroom and the 8 of them would be in one. And
they'd be in bunk beds like they're all firefighters waiting. Like,
oh my God. They better all be firefighters.
There's nothing.
They would be all different, like the 7 dwarves. Oh my God, I'm Snow White.
No, they wouldn't be all different. They would all look exactly the same.
No, I have very particular types, but there are at least 8 of them that I'm intensely attracted
to. Name all 8 right now.
Who? Okay.
You already know what I think your type is.
What?
Gay skeleton.
Yes, that is. I basically have that tattoo. Mm-hmm. Agreed. That is correct. Number one. Number two, beefy jerk, kind of like scrawny, vaguely ethnic guy with beards. Wait,
what is beefy jerk?
That's you.
Me? Oh, nice. Nice.
I like a professional guy. Ooh, I once said that like if you have tattoos but you also have a dishwashing machine in your apartment, that's okay. My type.
Oh, okay. Like he got the tattoos after he got a bunch of money?
No, that he always had the tattoos and he finally cleaned himself up and now he's acting like
an
adult.
Pomade company took off.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's an entrepreneur.
He's a pomade magnet.
Oh my! And I would use his pomade in my questionably short hair.
It's not questionably short. It's short.
Yeah.
I like that. I feel like I'm trying. My type is just like a broom with a Zooey Deschanel wig on it.
Oh my God, that was me like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Is that and just like. Mean. Just like the woman who runs the boarding house in Annie.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like, that's my type.
Miss Havisham?
Yeah, that's my type.
Nice.
Like, child abusers.
Wait, is that Miss Havisham or is that Oliver? It's the same character,
the
basically.
Same
different play, same character.
Oliver's just boy Annie.
Well, Annie is girl Oliver.
Mm-mm.
It's
not on this podcast.
Okay.
We're
I mean, you're giving the women, the originator role,
I'm
even when
they're trying so hard.
Thank you.
I'm trying so hard.
We see you. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Also, shoot me with a gun.
Speaking of powerful women.
Oh yeah. So we. Well, we didn't watch it together, but we both watched "Don't Trust the Bee" in Apartment 23, Jess's favorite television show of all time.
I will say. That sounds hyperbolic, but it's definitely top of the list for me.
Okay.
I loved it. I love it. Well, watching it again, I watched it in my office with a couple of my coworkers still around. I was like, I'm going to watch this just so you know I'm going to be laughing like an idiot. And I was scared. I was worried because I haven't watched it in a couple of years. I was like, is this bad? Is it going to be like kind of cheesy? Because this was like super network. Is Mike going to think I'm a loser and never talk to me again?
Was it ABC or was it NBC?
I think it was ABC. It was ABC.
Which is crazy
because
the word bitch is in the title.
But it's not. It's just B.
Yeah, but they say bitch immediately.
Hell yeah.
In the first episode. And they're Disney. ABC is Disney.
Yeah, but I guess they were trying. I don't know. Times are changing.
Hmm. I guess.
Anyway, they made it.
They did.
Against all odds. Anyway, watch my pilot. It's my cunt. It's my cunt. It's a serious rape drama.
Don't. It's my cunt. I just want to say I'm not on board for that.
Thank you. I was going to cast you as the male lead, but.
So would I?
You're the rapist. Very coveted role. It was either you or Think of an actor, Jess. Think of an actor.
An actor who is a rapist or just an actor?
Just any, well, one and the same.
Yeah. That's why I'm not.
That was my drum sound.
That was your rim
that
shot.
That was my rim shot.
Is your rim shot on the back of a rocket ship?
I dropped the drumsticks, okay? I tried really hard. I'm in lessons right now.
It's like when you give a baby drumsticks and they're just like pop, 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 pop.
Oh, so cute. It was so cute.
Literally, it was like, I can't think of anything I want to see or hear less than a baby using drumsticks.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Oh, okay.
It was, so. What did you think?
Okay, well, first, the question I always ask.
Oh, yeah.
So, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23 came out on April 11th, 2012.
Oh, my God, anniversary.
It's like.
Just passed.
Yeah, just passed.
2012, Jesus.
What was your life like?
Oh, my God, tell that was me. 5 years ago?
5 years ago.
Well, I had a Zooey Deschanel hair, and I was a broom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my beautiful broom. My girlfriend, the Swiffer.
Fuck, I was living in Los Angeles. I had only been in LA for 2 years at that point. That means I had only been wearing mascara for 2 years.
So you started wearing mascara when you moved to LA.
Yes. I put on mascara in New York and I was like, I'm leaving. I'm beautiful now.
Now I'm hot.
Here I come.
I'm going to go live on the beach.
I had hair almost down to my ass, mm-hmm. which was a reaction to me cutting my hair really short and then like freaking out and never cutting it.
Oh, okay. So you looked like you would be into polygamy.
Yes.
Like
I wanted to be a sister wife. Yes.
Nice.
So
you gotta get some brother husbands? That doesn't have the same
I was
ring
still
as
firmly
wife.
Entrenched in serial monogamy, which mm-hmm. frankly I've still never been cured of, but
yeah.
I was in LA. I was on a Herald team, or I was just about to get put on a Herald team. I was doing stand up. I don't know. Do you need my whole life story?
I would love as much of your life story as you want to talk about.
I had just gotten out of a relationship with mm-hmm. someone who never loved me. I wasted a whole year of my life.
Jesus Christ.
And
oh, man. I'm so sorry I asked.
No, it's fine. And I was about to get into a relationship that would be the closest to typical heteronormative bliss that I had ever been in.
Okay. So like fingering and stuff?
Hell yeah.
Oh, nice.
How many times am I going to say, hell yeah? Can we get a counter?
Probably a lot.
What should I start at?
Two? I think that's two.
Two? All right.
That seems awfully low, but I'll do two.
Okay, all great.
Right, we'll start at two. Thank you so much to producer Leif.
We're putting a lot on him today.
Yeah. So much. I fucked him.
Laying down the pipe.
I don't want that. Laifing down the pipe. I'm not happy about it. I'm not. Everyone knows I have a hard anti-pun stance, and
sure,
living in this world with that stance is not easy.
Anyway, that's where I was. Where were you in 2012?
April 2012. Oh, okay. So April 2012, I had just moved into an apartment on Long Island mm-hmm. with my friend April.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at a screen printing shop in the basement of a lawyer's office owned by an ex-cop. I had been doing stand-up for 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
I was falling asleep a lot of places because I had to be at work at 7:30 in the morning every day. So I would fall asleep hanging out with my friends a lot. I would fall asleep in the movies often.
I realized I just wasted an opportunity to say, hell yeah, I said nice.
I'm still counting it.
No, do not.
You just said it.
No, no, no. I said wasted an opportunity. I'm punishing myself right now.
So take one away.
No. Right. Now I'm down to one hell yeah.
Yeah.
That one didn't count either because I have to say it
yeah.
in the
you
right
have to
way.
Say it, you have to say it earnestly.
And I'm not going to force it.
And what else? That was it, really.
I will say this that is relevant is I was in Los Angeles. I was at my peak. Or I was about to dive into being like, I'm going to write TV shows. I want to write a TV show. I watched The Office. I watched all of the NBC lineup every night.
Yeah.
I watched everything. I watched every sitcom on network TV.
We didn't have cable, so I couldn't do it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Listen, I already am assuming I'm better than you.
Okay, first of all, better is subjective. And second of all, yeah, you're better than me. But like, we have to talk about it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, what was I think I was very into OK Cupid.
Oh, nice.
I was going on OkCupid dates with women on Long Island, which is...
the only place.
Brutal. And yeah, that's it, really. I just moved out. Because it was like I lived in Albany for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved back home in 2011. I lived at my dad's house for a couple months. I lived at my mom's house for a couple months. And then I got an apartment.
You were doing it. You were out on your own.
I was doing it. I was out on
just
my own.
Just like June from Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. She was moving out of Indiana.
You have better segues on my podcast than me, you fucking
asshole. Listen, I'm gunning to be on every episode from this point forward.
You can't. You can't be. You're not going to be the Robin to my Howard.
Wait, who? What?
I'm Howard Stern in this.
Oh.
In this, I'm Howard Stern.
Oh, my
Stern.
God. That's exactly what I am.
You're Robin?
Yeah. Because
you're always like, Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Mike, come on. I don't know. I think I like it.
I don't know. It's like he just keeps talking about eating. Oh, man, I really am Howard Stern. I just only talk about eating pussy.
And I'm always like, I wish I could. Just like Robin.
Just you know how Robin's always wanting to eat pussy? I can't say that with 100% confidence.
I know.
But
that's what I'm saying.
It's fine. But yeah, so don't trust the B, which stands
for bitch.
Don't trust the bitch in apartment 23.
Yeah, the B, it works better, you know?
B works better. It really. You know what? No, I'm going to call it BBC and see if they want to change the title of this show that they canceled 4 years ago.
Yeah, please.
So yeah, it was fun.
It was
cool to watch. That makes it sound like I really didn't like it. I did like it. I thought it was...
I know enough about you that was a very positive response, and I was excited to have gotten it.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I thought it was overwhelming.
Ooh.
It's very fast.
Yes.
It's like too fast, I think.
Ooh, no. That's what I love about it.
I liked it a lot. I thought it was great. I thought the writing was great, but it was like... I thought it was just... It felt like too much.
Well,
like they were like coming... Like, there wasn't enough time to breathe in between jokes.
Mm-hmm. Because you were laughing so hard, you lost your breath.
No, I wasn't laughing so hard.
I am this show's biggest cheerleader in maybe the whole world.
I think you're the only person I've ever met who has...
Even seen it?
Seen it. Who has liked it and seen it.
Oh, it's so good. I will say, this show, you're probably talking about this a lot. It's a show about pilots, which is like this whole other, like, thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's beyond just TV shows. It's like... Like I was saying, I'm a super sitcom nerd. It's like, what is a pilot? What do you establish? What's a premise pilot? Or how do you get to the point? Or how do you, like, how quickly do you just dive into what's happening in the world?
Yeah.
And I don't know, what other shows have you watched so far?
Oh, a whole bunch. Sopranos, uh-huh. West Wing, House of Cards,
ooh.
News Radio.
News Radio's a good one to compare this to. Otherwise, these are a bunch of...
Yeah, I haven't done a lot of sitcoms.
Serious dramas and stuff.
I haven't done a lot of sitcoms. So News Radio.
News
Radio and this are maybe, like, the only... legitimate sitcoms I've done.
Mm-hmm. I will say they're also probably both great in similar ways.
Yeah.
In that they are not overly belaboring the plot.
Yeah.
This show is a show that is about the people. There's like kind of a premise is that this girl just moved to New York City from Indiana.
Yeah.
And she's moving in with this crazy roommate and she's getting all of her life destroyed and blah, blah, blah. But it's not about that. It's about the people and how they react to what's going on.
Yeah.
And News Radio, it's a show about people who work at a radio station. It's like, what are their stories about? No one cares. No one knows.
Yeah, they just got it. That was one of my favorite things about the News Radio pilot where it was just like, here you go. Here's the people.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out yourself.
Exactly.
Like the Don't Trust the Bee at the beginning, they had that little thing where people were like sending, is it June?
Oh yeah, June.
They're like sending her, it was like her mom and her mom and her dad and then her boyfriend like sending her little
video chats.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was just be like, her parents spent all this money sending her to school to work at this mortgage firm. And then the mortgage firm.
Every one of those was another joke. Or at least three more jokes in the 10 seconds that was on screen.
Yeah.
And it's a really great way to get the other characters into a 20-minute pilot episode without adding a whole other extra scene with that person and a phone conversation with her and her boyfriend where you have to say, hello, and I miss you, sweetie, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And you're supposed to, like, realize, oh, I can tell from this scene that he's cheating on her or whatever. It's so efficient. It's efficient with the storytelling. And as someone who, like that, in the past, like, 5 years, watched a ton of pilots and a ton of sitcom episodes. The pilot is such a chore. You just want to fucking get it over with.
Yeah.
And know these characters. And I think that, like, it's so funny.
Yeah, I thought it was really funny. I liked it. Yeah, I think, I guess, like, the video chat with her and her parents is so much easier than, like, having a scene of, like, her leaving home to do the whole thing, like, where it's like, oh, you know, like having them sit down and have a full conversation instead of just being like, we're sending this video chat, so it's just, like, a one-sided conversation, and then you can just end it.
And there's the littlest bit of narration at the top, and it never comes back.
Yeah. I think that's all right for a pilot.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't even remember that.
Good.
It was just, like, there and out.
Great.
Great.
But
I liked it. It was a cast of pretty much, at the time, nobodies and James Vanderbeek.
Yeah. Kristen Ritter, on a first name basis. Because I'm in love with her. There's a character in the show who's in love with her, and that's me.
Is it the neighbor?
The neighbor roommate, yeah.
Yeah.
I love... Oh, okay, so here's the thing. This is an Anoushka This is an Anoushka Khan show.
Yes.
Who's, like, become this, like, titan of sitcoms. She does Off the Boat.
Fresh Off the Boat?
Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah.
Now, which is a huge hit.
Yeah.
And
which I like a lot.
Great.
And that's very
good. So you're a fan?
Yeah.
What was my fucking point? Oh, but she clearly has, like, an interest in diversity, even though the whole cast is fucking basically white. I love this roommate, and I love this neighbor who is the love interest from Rushmore.
Is she?
It's Margaret Cho.
That's not
her name.
I don't know what her name is, but I know it's not famous comedian Margaret Cho.
What is her name?
I don't
Yang?
Know. I'm not going to just start guessing Asian names.
Fuck me. Anyway, I love diversity and murder me. Yeah. I'm going to go kill myself now.
I love diversity and getting murdered.
My two Please, big anyone, interest. Any POC, find me after the podcast. My neck is yours to slice open.
If you're a POC or a member of the LGBTQIA+ community.
Do please. Not say that mockingly. I will throw you out of this podcast. I'm the host now.
I was finishing the sentence. I was going to say, if you're a member of those two communities, please stab me with a bayonet.
Hell yeah.
No, I knew the whole thing.
Number three, hell yeah. That was the fourth for getting another one.
Yeah.
But yes, it's the love interest from Rushmore, all growed up, finally back in an acting role. But I also love that that character is basically bisexual and they don't go out of their way to say it, but I also think they, like, present in such a normal way.
Yeah.
That I'm where like, it's not this a is thing. Dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
Because it's not like, oh, she's in love with me and it's weird because she's a woman. It's just like, oh, no. It's just my neighbor.
It's just weird because she's weird
about
it.
It's weird because she's weird. That's why. It's weird. Yeah. Which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I liked that Eric Andre is in it.
Oh my God, Eric Andre's great because they have him play the most upstanding normal person the show.
You're like, just freak out. He's like, no.
He gets he has a lot of fun later. That does character keeps coming back. He does a great job.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, because it was like 2012. He was just a comedian. He was just like a stand-up.
Yeah, it was one of his first breaks.
Yeah, I think that and the Eric Andre show, I think, kind of came out around
the same time almost. Yeah.
Which is cool, and it's like.
Los Angeles going to his birthday party. They were great. They were legendary.
Legendary birthday.
Really were.
I would love to have
and
a
not
legendary
in a douchey
birthday.
Way either. They were fucking blast, man.
Yeah. Do you have to become famous to have a legendary birthday party?
No.
No?
No, you can just be fucking cool as fuck like Eric.
Oh, fuck. I'm done then. I'm out.
That's
I'm
true,
not
yeah.
cool.
There
I'm
were
not cool
lots
and I hate parties.
There were lots of Clementines and Mountain Dew.
Oh, I mean, I literally ate a Clementine right before we recorded to really get my blood sugar up. And I think by now everyone knows my stance on Mountain Dew. No one knows who I am.
The show also had, speaking of the cast, James Vanderbeek, beautiful meta usage of James really Vanderbeek weird. As himself.
Yeah.
To me, it's so normal because I watched the whole series.
Yeah. I mean, it's just odd that that's, like, this doesn't seem like a sitcom. It seems like a joke, like, this would be a sitcom inside of a television show.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, that's how it
feels. It is, it's a meta move.
Yeah. So to have, like, James Vanderbeek playing James Vanderbeek on a show, that seems like it would be, like, it seems like it would, if there was like a show like 30 Rock style about
sitcoms,
a sitcom
instead of a
sketch show.
Sketch show.
It would, that would be, that's what they would do inside of the show.
See, that's why this is one of my favorite shows of all time. It's so intellectually, it's like such a hyper show.
Yeah.
It's like a sitcom for sitcom nerds.
Okay, yeah.
But it's,
yeah,
it's,
like how 30 Rock is for like sketch dorks.
Yeah, kinda.
Or just like comedy dorks in general.
Yeah.
But also for humans who have normal social interactions.
But man, those James Vanderbeek jokes are great. They're laying them on thick and he's so cool about it and chill. Yeah. Oh, the other thing, when she said, one of the lines she says when she's telling the roommate about James Vanderbeek. First of all, they make you think it's a joke. They make you, there's a picture of James Vanderbeek. She basically uses James Vanderbeek's picture as one of her many ploys to trick nice, sweet girls into moving into her apartment.
Yeah.
Which then she quickly kicks them out. You think that the James Vanderbeek thing is just a lie until he shows up later. Did you think that?
Or no,
did you
already because know? I knew.
Yeah, yeah, you already knew.
Yeah.
But, oh man, the first time anyone ever saw that, mind blown, you know?
Yeah.
But second of all, she said, when she says, oh yeah, James, we dated for a while, it didn't work out, blah, 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 but now he's kind of like my gay BFF, but he's straight.
Yeah.
Do you have a straight gay BFF?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's Micah Brucey to me in real life. Mike is my James Vanderbeek, and now he's got the beautiful blonde hair to match.
I do. And, I mean, I really take that as a compliment because they made it a plot point to say that James Vanderbeek's dick was too big to fit inside of her body.
Hell yeah.
So... I would like everyone.
Five hell yes, that's enough fingers up for a high five.
I would just like everyone on this podcast to know that my penis is too big to fit inside bodies, especially my own. Just stick my dick in my own ass all the time.
It won't go.
It just won't go. And not because it won't reach.
Oh my God.
And not for lack of trying.
Listen, I have been almost best friends with Mike for a year now, and I still don't know if he has the smallest dick or the biggest dick in the whole world.
You'll never know.
The jokes are so confusing.
Yep, I like to really keep everyone on their toes, penis-wise.
James Vanderbeek.
I mean, that was, great. Yeah, that's a goofy move. I liked it. I thought it was cool.
It was a goofy movie.
It was a goofy movie, too. I wish they had, like, a... There has to be a... Like a little, like a second, what do you call like the second title?
Oh, yeah, Goofy Movie 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. Fuck, that's the one I always say.
That's the one everyone always
okay,
says.
Okay, no, I invented that joke.
Oh, all right. No.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, no.
All
right, Dad.
I was at the premiere of Breaking 2. Fucking popping and locking.
Oh, man, he's doing it. He's popping and locking right now, everybody. I wish you could see it. Wow. Oh, there's an orb. Now he's just raving.
Now I'm just raving.
Now he just has the ball of energy.
I would love to have a ball of energy.
What else? I love this show.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know. I thought it was fun. I liked Kristen Ritter a lot.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. I basically just became obsessed with her.
Yeah.
I like wanted to look just like her. I think I went and got my hair dyed a little bit darker brown. I started wearing like little dresses and a little like moto jacket all the time.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh my God. I love her so much.
Kristen Ritter looked like, let's say, three of my ex-girlfriends.
Listen, Mike, I just thought maybe you'd like this show. I don't know.
Yeah, oh, weird. A woman with dark hair and bangs being mean? Why would I ever like this show?
Oh, that's the other thing. I don't know. She's just such a great character. Well, here's the thing. Did you hate her or dislike her?
I think I did dislike her a little bit, but it was written in a way that she was still so charming that it didn't matter.
Absolutely.
I think that was like a great, that was like a really big plus where it was like, she is doing things that you're like, no human would ever do this. I think it's like a mixture of good writing, good acting, and it being so over the top that you don't actually dislike her.
Yeah. I mean, you're just kind of impressed. She's like, wow, she's a great grifter. She really is a powerful, strong woman. I wish I had the courage to take advantage of society's flaws the way that she does.
I just wish I could be a grifter almost more than anything else in my entire life.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I feel like we need to give a lot of context for this show more than other stuff since no one else has seen it. But she basically has like all these crazy plots where she's like, she likes.
She has these schemes where she puts out like her, Kristen Ritter. What's her name on the show? Kristen Ritter.
Who cares?
So she puts up like
the real actual Kristen Ritter playing herself.
It's 2012, so it's probably a Craigslist ad.
Yeah.
And people are insane people are replying to it. But it's like, so she puts them out looking for a new roommate, must be female, young, blah, blah, blah. And she basically like gets young, impressionable women who move to New York City to be her roommate, and then she mentally breaks them immediately and keeps all their money.
Yeah. And they describe, like, I don't know, four or five other grifts she's done. Like, James Vanderbeek. Oh, when James Vanderbeek says, oh, when I met you, you told me your name was Simone and you sold me a condo until the real owners came back from vacation. So it's like she got, like, the way she met James Vanderbeek was she got, like, thousands of dollars from him.
Yeah.
And then he was so charmed by her that he became best friends with.
God.
He fucked her first.
Of course.
Tried to. Her pussy was too tight. His dick was too big.
I mean, an embarrassment of riches.
Oh, remember this? Okay, so here's a weird scene in the show. But I was, but my point about the grifts was I was like, oh, I wish I had the balls. Like, that's the only way to live in New York City. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
She's doing it. She's living the dream.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She lives in a nice apartment with everything she got for free. But not for free. She worked really hard and was very clever to earn it.
Yeah. But also kind of for free.
Oh, also kind of for free.
While being a bad person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great. Well, most people are bad. So if you do bad things to a bad person, it doesn't even count.
I don't know if that's true.
That's what I learned from this show. I don't know.
Well, if you learned it from this show, it must be true.
It must be.
Sorry.
Oopsies.
Sorry, cops.
So what about the part in the show where the really funny New York City trope, there's a window that's over their kitchen sink that opens directly into another person's window, which is beautiful New York City stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just Mookie looking like a living painting, drinking a coffee. But your introduction to this character is he's literally jerking off.
Yeah, he's jerking off through the window, and then Kristen at June, like the nice girl.
Yeah, so the nice, sweet Midwestern girl is like, oh my God, no, you can't be doing this. And then what is the logical answer to that?
Kristen Ritter comes out full naked and sits on the kitchen counter like nothing is happening, eating a cup of yogurt, which I can't think of a worse thing to be eating while you're naked than a cup of yogurt.
You got to get it quick access to the for, you know, yeast infection relief.
Oh, that's true.
The
I didn't think of that. As a man, I never think about putting yogurt directly on.
Women have to
genitals.
Put random shit up their pussy all the time because it's constantly has weird stuff coming out
of it. I feel like it's not random and there are products that are usually made for that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You can't just be like sticking like a fucking
clove of garlic?
No, you can put a clove of garlic there. You can't just be like taking pens from the bank and like shoving them up your fucking.
Well, that's for other stuff.
I almost said hole and I'm not happy about it. You can't just be taking those weird shaped TD bank pens and shoving them up your hole.
You said it anyway, and you said it twice.
I know. I figured if I double down on it, it's not as bad, but it was wrong and it was worse.
You've already said, how many times an episode do you say, I don't agree with anything I ever say?
Every episode.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that I'm not smart, and I just let words fall out of my head, and then I pick up the pieces afterwards.
Anyway, but again, there's a jerking off guy.
I love the jerking off
guy. And here's another, it's again,
shocker.
ABC.
Shocker. I love the guy jerking off at women.
It's you. This is the same thing you're going to do in the pilot that I'm making. Don't. It's my cunt.
No. But you're going to
be the
window
jerk-offer.
You're going to see my damn hog.
Yeah.
If I have anything to do, this is going to be on Stars.
Hell yeah. Six.
Damn it. Yep. That's six.
But again, this is ABC. This is Disney. They were going there. They were like, we need a cool, edgy show.
Yeah. Do you think it was kind of, because I don't know, what was popular?
They were ahead of the curve.
What was popping around then? The Office was still on, right? That was like about to end.
Yeah.
Because I distinctly remember watching the Office finale in my apartment on Long Island,
aww,
sitting at my desktop computer,
crying.
Weeping,
That's so sweet. I literally dropped off whatever the second to last season was and never finished it.
Have you never seen the finale?
No, and I had been watching every episode. Like I said, I was like watching it like homework and also enjoying it. And then I was just like, nah, I'm done.
Do you want to cry? Do you feel like crying?
Don't tell me now. Not on a podcast.
No. I'm just saying. Like,
okay, tell me later.
No. If you want to cry.
I love crying, honestly, though.
Watch the app.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, man. Maybe I have been trying to cry for.
Let's watch it together later.
No.
New podcast.
I refuse to cry.
New podcast. We just watch episodes of TV that people tell us will make us cry. And then we see if it happens.
No.
Shitting your pants the whole
just
time?
Just dumping on myself. Just really.
That could be another episode. I'm just saying.
No.
It could be like the follow-up episode.
So we watched a pilot episode of a show I've never seen, and then a show that might make me cry, hopefully. Something to break this curse a wizard put on me, where I can have every emotion except crying.
Yep.
And I know crying is not an emotion, mm-hmm, but... It helps you.
It's a signal of many emotions.
Oh, and I have
all of them.
So many emotions.
All of them.
It's crazy how many emotions I have.
Other fun jokes I liked from the show.
Yeah.
That the weird kid was basically just the kid from Royal Tenenbaums. Her fiance's like test subject.
Oh,
so sad that joke's only ever gonna be in the pilot.
Yeah,
she dumps that fiance. Spoiler alert. Oh, yeah. You find out in the
no.
You, like,
I mean,
you
this
find
is the thing.
Beginning.
Do not worry about. We're literally talking about television shows. There's no such. You can't not have spoilers.
Yeah,
on
especially
it.
For a fun rompy sitcom.
Yeah, where it was so. The girl June. Also, I wrote it down. Her name, Kristen Ritter's name, is Chloe.
Oh yes, it is. Of course, it is. What a hot name.
Yeah, I mean, if your name's Chloe. Sign me up. I don't know what that means. I know what it means. I'm trying to fuck you. So sorry.
Calm down. Stop getting horny.
I can't stop getting horny. It's a disease I have called being alive.
Nice.
Oh.
I like that one better, though.
Nice. But yeah, so June's boyfriend. So the whole show opens...
Yes, it starts at the end.
It starts at the end.
You get a little flash
really
forward.
Quentin Tarantino's you.
Yes, it does.
So the first scene is Chloe, Kristen Ritter's character, having sex with her new roommate June's boyfriend.
Fiance.
On
stakes
top
high.
Of her
birthday
cake. Yeah. So she does like a little cake fart thing where she sits in the cake.
Hell yeah. That one was real. Seven.
Yeah. Are you a big cake fart fan?
I like all pervy things. Just, like, fascination-wise, at the very least. You'll have to find out my real fetishes later.
On her fetish podcast.
Ooh. Here's my pitch for new podcasts. It's a podcast where we just pitch other podcasts.
Okay, perfect.
It's called
Pitch it's called, Perfect. It's called... Oh, that's pretty good. It's called Talking to Comedians for More Than 10 Minutes. That's when you learn about podcast pitches.
Yes.
But yeah, so it starts off... The first scene is... Kristen Ritter fucking her new roommate's fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Super fun dramatic irony.
Yeah.
Cut to her being like, my life is perfect. I have a job. I have an apartment. I'm so excited to be in the big city.
Her fiance is getting his doctorate in something. He's like writing a thesis on some science horseshit. Who cares?
Seems like
science
psychology of some sort.
Science is dumb, and I'll say it. What are you, pro-science?
Yes.
Well... Don't even get me started on how the earth is flat. I don't believe it, but I want to so bad.
Why? Oh my God.
I think it would be so fun to be a flat earther. Would it not? It'd be interesting.
It would be funny for you to feel like I'm pulling a prank on the whole world. I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of disagree.
You know what? The more I think about it,
laughs don't come for cheap, Mike.
Yes, they do.
Oh no. He knows it's true.
Yeah, there it is. Like I got one. I got one. Okay, so yeah. So her boyfriend, her fiance, they're the same thing. Fiancés are boyfriends. I'm going to take a hard stance right now.
All right.
I'm
going
to get that tattoo in my throat. Fiancés are boyfriends.
You finally found your throat tattoo.
Oh, God. Every
this was
day.
The moment. Mark it down.
Every day. So yeah, her life seems perfect. And then as soon as she moves to New York, it all falls apart.
Things go comically wrong in a way that makes me guffaw in front of my coworkers.
Yeah, so the mortgage company she's working for gets seized by the government,
mm-hmm,
which in turn makes her housing
Also seized.
Also seized because it was owned by the mortgage company. So there's a very fun scene where she had all of her things taken out of her apartment by a movie mm-hmm. company and dropped off in front of the coffee shop she was sitting at where, surprise, Eric Andre is working now.
Right. But you didn't even say yet, Eric Andre was her supposed to be her boss at the mortgage company.
Yeah.
And he literally got a new job in 4 hours.
Yeah.
Which was great. Again, like we were saying, Eric Andre, the most upstanding person in the show, is like her boss and then immediately has a job within 4 hours.
And then is also like posting real life dick pics on Instagram.
Yeah, because he's cool.
Yeah, you gotta. Listen, if I had a dick, I'd post a picture of it.
Again, I have no idea what Mike's dick is like.
Listen, you're the only woman in New York City who can say that.
A member of an elite club.
An elite club of women who have not seen my penis yet.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool, if you ask me.
Eight. Wait, that was nine? Oh, that's eight. You did 2 4s. It confused me. Lace doesn't know how to do finger counting.
Oh, maybe you just don't know how to count. Don't you come at my goddamn producer like that. I ride for my homies.
Thanks, Mike.
Look at that.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, fuck off. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So there's like the whole thing where her boyfriend comes. I feel like I'm explaining an entire pilot of things that we've already explained.
Yeah.
But so she moves in, Kristen Ritter meets James Vanderbeek, blah, blah, blah. The fun part where James Vanderbeek is fucking a woman who's a fan.
So fun.
So she's doing like
they lay it on thick with the Vanderbeek jokes.
Yeah.
They do Dawson cream, a lot.
Whipped cream.
The whipped cream bikini. I laughed so loud.
Yeah. And then her fiance comes.
Surprises for her birthday.
For her birthday.
Bringing a comically, you know, he's already sleeping with her nurse assistant
yes,
with
course.
Him.
And then the young teen boy.
Oh my God. Also, how funny is it? She feeds alcohol to a 13-year-old.
Yeah, so Kristen Ritter's character gets this little teen boy to drink to extract the truth from him. To find out that the guy is cheating on his fiance with multiple women.
I had forgotten that she feeds alcohol to a child, and it made me laugh so hard. I was so proud.
I think I just wrote, got a kid drunk to make him tell the truth. All my notes are insane.
That's great. What was your favorite part?
I mean, the guy jerking off was really funny.
Ah, hell yeah.
That was good.
I knew it.
But yeah, so then Kristen Ritter, in a way, because it's like, June, to get Chloe back, sells all her shit.
Exactly.
In the house.
She meets her on her terms.
Yeah, which is fun to be like, oh, okay. So now, the girl June sells all Kristen Ritter's stuff.
And earns her respect. Because why is Chloe going to help her if she doesn't respect her yet?
Exactly.
That needs to happen in this pilot episode.
Exactly. So then they go on this long thing trying to get an ottoman back that Kristen Ritter is saying, this in my family for a long time, blah, blah, blah.
It was my grandma's. It was the only thing she gave to me after before she died.
Yeah, so then they go to this family, try to get it back. Kristen Ritter tries to fuck some old guy to get it back, and they find out he's not
even
part of the
family. This is a very quick scene, too.
It was very quick. So then they get it back to the house, and then she tears open the bottom, and it was
full of pills.
It was, full of Chinese energy pills, I believe. And there was a... I'm trying to think. Oh, they make you super focused and extra slutty.
Yes.
And I was like.
Exactly. I was like, Mike's going to love this character.
Of course. A woman who is like, I'm slutty and I love it. And I'm like.
She's so fun. That was a thing.
Oh, God.
And then later when the kid
she's
comes
every
around
woman
and
I've
she's
ever been
like, want to take these pills and play Mario Kart and get weird. And I was like, this is so fun. I want to be her.
Of course. Everyone wants to be her.
Yeah.
She's the most free character I've ever seen in a television show. She's like the slutty Golden Girl, but cool and hot.
Beautiful.
I just know that one of the Golden Girls is a slut. I've never really seen it.
Yeah.
But so they do all that, and then Kristen Ritter tries, after she gets the kid drunk, she tries to tell June that her fiance is cheating on her, but she doesn't believe her.
Of course.
So then the only way, so then
she's
boom.
Been nothing but lied to.
Yeah, exactly. Why would I believe you after you've been like lying to me and stealing from me and all this shit?
Yeah.
So then Kristen Ritter is like, the only way I can get her to believe it is if she walks in on me fucking.
Yeah,
this
I mean,
guy.
You don't hear that justification. All
but
you
that's
see,
at the end.
Yeah, all you see is the next scene. She goes home and she fucks her fiance, and you're like, I mean, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, this dork.
This dork. This
fucking
oh my God.
Dork.
Oh my God. And the other part is like one of the people he's cheating on her with is like a lady who sells car insurance with a limp.
Yeah. So that's
like,
a good
this
joke.
This guy's a freak.
So that June walks in. Kristen Ritter's fucking her fiance.
Yeah.
And she freaks out. And then the lab assistant comes in and goes, I thought you were...
Only fucking me.
Yeah, she's like... I knew you were cheating on her with me,
but you're cheating on me with her? Yeah. I thought you. I was your only mistress. I remember every single word.
And then she goes, "What?" And then Kristen Ritter goes, "What about the car insurance sales lady with the limp?" And she goes, "My sister?" And it's like, come on.
This show is perfect.
It was like high caper, like goofy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
11.
Jesus Christ.
Leif's falling asleep over here, man. Yeah.
That night quote was a bad idea.
Oh, cool.
Woo!
Yeah.
Leif's tripping.
Oh, nice. I like it when the producer's robo-tripping.
But yeah, I just think it's fucking perfect. A fucking joke per second.
I think that was maybe so almost tight. Too much for me.
You love fun.
I hate fun. but I think it was like... Like with like 30 Rock is almost the same way where you're like, give me a fucking second to like this joke that just happened.
Yeah.
That's what happens sometimes. Like even with like comedians who like, especially comedians like me who talk too fast, where you're like, if you just give everyone a second, the jokes will be appreciated more.
Yeah.
I'm too busy. Like, fuck you. Listen to every word I say is good. Listen to all of them.
That's the paradox of this modern age. No one has a attention span anymore. The fierce competition at the network level to get your pilots greenlit, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think it's so, like, every plot point is so necessary. Like you were saying, like, oh, this setup's this other joke, and like, oh, he needs the assistant with him there so that someone can back up Chloe's claim. Like, even though June walked in on them fucking, like, she's still not even going to believe Chloe until the assistant walks in, you know? It's beautiful.
Yeah, I think it was great. It's crazy. It was, for a pilot, it was, like, so, it, like, everything fell together almost too perfectly, where I was like, fuck you.
The other thing I
like... I mean, like, obviously, it's a television show, so everything's going to fall together perfectly. But it was like, this is too much.
The other thing I like about it is that it's a show about, like, 20-somethings that isn't, like, completely despicable or lame. I was like, this is my world. These are, like, these would be my friends. The person who's, like, a terrible person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, a lot of shows I can't relate to, and I was like, I can relate to this. I want to hang out with these people.
Were you a girl's head?
No.
No?
No, I watched the first couple of seasons, then I fell off and didn't feel, like, particularly a strong need to keep up with it.
But did you feel like you could at least kind of relate to those characters or not really? I don't know anything about that.
I did emotionally somewhat, but it's a different category again. It's an hour-long comedy or whatever. Or maybe it's not even an hour, but it's a dramedy. It's the dramedy category. And it's so hard to relate to, like, a pure sitcom. Like, network half hour.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. The only other show, and I would say this would be a strong contender, but I don't even know if you hadn't watched it, that's similar for me is You're the Worst.
I know. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, well, have me back. Don't let anyone else take this from me.
I'm not going to have you back.
I'm never going to speak to you again, ever.
I'm not even going to release this episode. I think I've threatened
to not. Do not reuse jokes on me.
I've threatened to not release everyone's episode.
Oh, man. We're all just going to rot in the vault.
I can't wait. I can't wait to... record a
have
bunch
wasted
of,
everyone's time.
Yeah, I'm gonna record a bunch and then just cancel myself because no one can cancel a podcast. Cancel myself and I'll be like, well, I got all these hours of nothing.
Yeah, but I was gonna say You're the Worst is the only. It's like a sitcom-y show, but it's not on a network. It's on FXX.
Okay.
So it's like a little edgier and it has those elements of drama, but I would never call it a dramedy. It has like serious. You know, classic TV serious moments.
And
serious issues. But it's not as mile a minute.
Okay. It's weird how...
I like Don't Trust the Bee more, I think.
But it's crazy how much you like modern sitcoms more than anything else.
Me?
Yeah, because you personally, because it's like you've referenced a bunch of like modern stuff and not really classics. Which is cool.
I love Friends. I love Cheers. I watch all those shows. Everyone else is going to recommend them. But I guess I'm like really impressed by something that can like do it today. Otherwise, I mean, I love Arrested Development. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm normal. For the most part. I'm 30s and a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 30s a comedian.
I'm a 1930s comedian.
Oh, no. Shit.
Shit. You don't even
don't
have
tell everyone I'm 100 years old.
You don't even have a pinstripey suit.
Not yet.
I mean, I would not be shocked if you had one by the summertime.
It's time.
You're like, I have to go to a wedding in the summer.
I do.
Yeah, so you better get yourself a... what the fuck? God damn it. Seersucker suit. I nailed it. I don't even need your fucking help. I don't need any of you people except please help me because I need a guest and a producer.
Mike knows the word seersucker. I guess he's rich now.
Yeah. Huh. Weird. Mike learned the word seersucker and then he told us all to buzz off and he got out of here in a jalopy.
Like, oh, now we're... But what about Johnny Dangerously?
I love Johnny Dangerously.
We love this movie. The moment I found that out about you, I was like, Mike's going to be my friend forever.
I used to rent it from the library all the time and watch it with my mom.
We had it on a VHS tape. We definitely taped it off TV.
I don't even know why... I think maybe my mom was like, you should get this movie. I had no idea.
It's got to be an Italian thing. Like, I watch it with my family, too.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's also just like, it was the first time I was like, I fucking love Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the greatest.
People don't talk about this movie enough. When they talk about that they love Michael Keaton, it's like no one really loves him except us. You and me. We're the only ones.
Me. Johnny Dangerously. Birdman.
What?
That's it. He was in Birdman.
Yeah, I know, but.
Those are the two movies he's been in. The other guys.
Jack Frost?
Yeah.
Wait, no. He's not in that. Is he? Yes.
No.
Batman?
Multiplicity.
Batman.
Never heard of it.
Mr. Mom. Is he Mr. Mom? Yeah, yeah. Because I always get, because there's Mr. Mom and Mr. Nanny.
What is Mr. Nanny?
Mr. Mom is Michael Keaton. Mr. Nanny is a movie about a nanny. But guess who's the nanny? It's Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
What is the one where Arnold Schwarzenegger gets pregnant?
That's Junior.
Oh, okay.
That was in the 1-2 punch of Junior and Twins when him and DeVito were trying to take over the
perfect
world.
Perfect films, each one of them.
It was so perfect you couldn't even remember the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I lost all my syllables on that one. It was great. Listen, if there's a movie about a 7-foot-tall Austrian man getting pregnant, I'm gonna watch.
Yeah, we're all gonna watch.
All of
America is going to watch that, and they did.
I mean, if only you could capture the hearts of anyone as much as Arnold Schwarzenegger did.
He's still doing it every day.
He's still doing
it. He's still out there.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think people are going to see the Expendables?
He just did The Apprentice. I saw The Expendables in the movie. No, I saw the first one.
Okay.
His Apprentice got canceled, but through no fault of his own.
Was it Donald Trump's fault?
Yeah.
Are we going to blame him?
No, not publicly in a way that we can be put on a list.
I would love to be put on a list. Hopefully, a comic to watch, but probably a comic to bail out of jail.
I'm leaving. I'm standing up, and I'm going to open the door. Goodbye.
I would love to be top 10 comedians with their head cut off on live television. Make me a martyr. It's all I've ever wanted. No one will make me a martyr. I'm Joan of Arc, baby.
Oh my God.
Set me on fire.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
I'm the monk. From the Rage Against the Machine album cover.
I thought you were going to say Monk.
I'm the Monk.
From USA.
I'm the Monk.
This is a TV show podcast, so I was like, oh, we'll talk about TV again soon.
No, I don't know anything about Monk. I knew Monk was on Wings. I know that.
I didn't even know that, so okay.
He was the
You mean the actor or the character?
They're just the actor.
Oh, I thought you were saying that Monk was a spinoff of Wings.
No. Just Tony Shalhoub was on Monk and Wings.
Oh my God.
I used to watch Wings exclusively when I would stay home sick from school.
Oh, this is great to know about your personality.
I would watch
your
Wings.
Wingsman.
It's the only reason I even know who Thomas Hayden Church is.
Oh, it's the only reason any of us know that.
Sideways, baby. a movie I've never seen because I was like, oh, two men driving around drinking wine. Pass.
You don't like any of those things.
I don't like men driving or wine.
Yeah.
And I hate movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I don't think I hate movies.
I don't think so either.
I don't think I like them.
Okay, that's why you're doing a TV podcast. You found your calling.
But I don't like TV either. I don't like watching stuff.
We're going to do a new podcast where you just have to drink alcohol next. Oh,
fucking Christ. I just try a different drug every week.
Yeah. Ooh.
And, oh, God, that would be the most horrifically boring and terrible podcast.
I don't like this.
Yeah, it would just... Great. At any time I hear someone tell me a story about drugs, I'm like, oh, get a personality. I fucking, God, do something.
I just took a sip of water when you said that. I almost just spit take.
I would love a spit take. I would love so it. Sorry. I would love a podcast
spit I take. Owe you one spit take.
Thank you so much. But it's just like, I just fucking can't. It's like, man, I got high and then, you're not going to believe this, I got uncomfortable. Like, fuck you.
That is accurate. You get it. You don't need to do it. You understand.
Yeah. Guess what? I'm already terribly uncomfortable all the time.
It's usually I did drugs. I got simultaneously more comfortable and less comfortable.
Every day I get more uncomfortable and anxious. I don't need to add anything else to the mix.
You're right. You get it.
Thank you so much.
You're good.
I'm so happy to be right finally.
I'm validating you.
Thank you. Oh.
Come with me to therapy and you'll get more validation.
There's no way. No. Every therapist would be like, this is all your fault.
No! That's literally, like, as far as my experience with therapy goes, it's just their job to be like, it sounds like you're actually fine and your instincts are good and trust them and be okay.
But then that's not good because then I would just still be me.
Mm.
I want them to fix me. Fix me. Mm. I want to be fixed. I'd like to be fixed. It would fix all my problems.
Okay, that's a pun.
I didn't mean for it to be a pun. Someone hit me with a belt.
Getcha horny.
Oh, God. I don't need to talk about it. All right, listen.
Okay.
I don't want to bring up belts and horniness.
But it's also all you want to bring up.
I mean, listen. What are you going to buy a belt for if you're not going to bring it into the
bedroom?
Well,
watch more of Don't Trust the Bean Apartment 23 because, listen, Chloe only gets hornier.
Oh, God. I don't think I can handle it.
Oh, you got to watch it.
I mean, I might.
Do your dick a favor and watch it.
I'm not going to jerk off to a sitcom. I have a...
Hey, whatever works.
No, I trust me. I'm coming enough. I don't need to... the amount I'm coming is never a problem because it's not enough.
Oh, okay. Cool. Great. Good to know.
But I'm talking...
What?
Amount of times I do it and the volume.
And volume, yes.
Neither have ever been like, this is not enough. Everyone's been like, please stop. And I go, I'm literally in the middle of it. I can't.
The overall count, the frequency over time, and the volume.
All of it.
All of it.
No one has ever wanted me to come more. There's no one.
Yeah, come with me to therapy and we'll start. Me and the therapist both want you to come more, Mike.
No. If a therapist wants me to come more, they
what
should
be. What if all I do at therapy is talk about you?
Literally a dream come true. Oh, my God.
Well, go tomorrow. I'll talk about this. That's what I would jerk off to. Me talking about
literally anyone talking to their therapist about me. What if that's the reason people are jerking off in the subway? Because they're listening. They're so horny about listening to
other people talk about them at therapy. You know, I don't think that's what's happening.
I'm going to go out on a limb. And I say maybe.
Oh, my God.
You never know.
There's no way.
You never just frig off on the subway when people are talking about, you know, doctor-patient confidentiality doesn't win.
It doesn't apply. Yeah.
It doesn't.
Horniness trumps all.
That's, hey. If there has ever been a theme to my life.
That's your neck tattoo.
That is. Oh, my God. Horniness. I feel like we're not allowed to use the word trumps anymore.
No, no one is.
It's annoying.
Horniness beats all. Have like a little bit of a beat off pun.
But it also seems like a abuse pun too.
Okay. Well,
why not just horny?
I mean,
just get the word horny on my throat.
Yeah.
I mean, but what if I'm not horny one day?
That's true. Then he's Does that mean he's constantly giving consent? We're putting Mike in a dangerous position.
No. I'm constantly giving consent.
God damn it.
Don't.
God damn it.
Listen, if you're out there and you're a person and you want to touch my penis, go for it. Over the jeans, under the jeans, you cut a hole in my jeans and grab a dick hole through there. Who cares?
All right. I hate to change the subject, but I feel like we're running out of time and I have one more podcast pitch I have to make.
Okay. Is it a podcast where people jerk me off?
No.
Well,
maybe. It's my ASMR podcast.
No. God.
I just have to crinkle this kombucha cap.
Okay. I'm not here to kink shame. Jess is a disgusting freak.
I'm not.
Who jerks off to ASMR videos.
That is not what I do. I fall asleep to it every night.
Have you or have you not masturbated with an ASMR video on in the background?
What are you, my therapist?
Have you or have you not?
I have, but I've gone out of my way to seek the particularly horny ones.
Yeah. Oh, I was shown a very horny ASMR video.
Horny ones are great because they're fucking horny. What's wrong with that?
This was a horny one. Was a woman describing you different items she uses for kitten play.
Oh, that's fun. I haven't seen that one.
You gotta find it.
Yeah, the crazy thing is there's thousands of them. But no, the regular ones don't get me horny. But if I'm feeling horny, you know, sometimes is to say like 2 times I've done this.
Yeah, well, you've only jerked off 4 times, so that's a 50% rate.
That is false. I pleasure myself plenty.
How did you creep me out on my podcast? The podcast where I only talk about coming.
Listen, this is why we're good friends, because I keep you on your toes.
Oh, honey. Because I'm always coming. My toes are always curling.
What?
I don't know.
Stop it.
I don't know.
Too far. Mike is really good at ASMR, though.
Really good at ASMR.
Stop speaking with your full voice. Do me this. Whisper.
Okay, give me that.
Yeah, now Mike's got the crinkler.
Hey, I just wanted to let you in on a little secret. This is actually the top of a bottle of kombucha.
Oh my God, I'm getting tingles right now.
This is making me feel real uncomfortable.
Yeah, Leif is the only one with the headphones on, so he gets a direct link of me. So, you know, I actually bought the kombucha at a natural grocery store. And he took the headphones off.
And I'm fingering myself.
Yeah. Listen.
Hands up.
I didn't think that this would be the podcast. This would be the episode where somebody starts pleasuring themselves during it. But, honey,
it's a fucking horny show.
Oh God, I need to fucking figure my life out.
Mike's horny and doesn't know where to fuck next.
Oh God. Is that a reality show? It's the what if I'm just the new bachelor?
The fuck boy. One of you ladies will get to fuck Mike a couple of times in this one episode. How many times we get to fuck by the end?
It's like you get to fuck. He'll come once and then he'll fuck you again, but then he'll give up after a while because he's not gonna come again. It's like a new game show. It's like The Bachelor, but you know we're not going to get married. It's like if you get to like do all this work for weeks, and it's like you get to fuck Mike 1 to 10 times, and then you guys kind of get sick of each other and don't talk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good pitch.
Honestly, sounds like a fun. Legitimately, in today's landscape, I think that show can be greenlit.
I think so too.
All right, let's hit the books. I just gave the title.
What was it?
It's The Fuck Boy, instead of The Bachelor.
I was thinking something with the word ghost in it.
Too
modern?
Too much.
All right. I feel like there's no network.
Do they get kicked off the show? You sleep with them and then you never speak to them again?
Yeah, the producers just
tap her on the shoulder in the middle of the night while she's asleep in the house.
No, it's like a reverse.
Excuse me?
It's like a reverse.
Mike said you have to leave.
It's like a reverse kidnapping where they put a bag over her head and then bring her back to her apartment.
Aww. She just wakes up at home.
Safely bring her
to her
apartment.
They drug her, drink. Before she goes to bed, not for any sexual stuff, just so that she doesn't wake up in transit.
Yeah.
Okay, that made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
No, we didn't like that.
Well, I liked it, but for... I gotta go.
Yoinks.
I'm telling too much about myself. All right. Cool. So yeah, you love the show.
I love
it. It's great. Maybe I'll watch it more.
I think it's a fun show just to fucking watch if you like.
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
It's a sitcom. It's good.
If she gets hornier.
Sheesh. Everything certainly gets hornier.
Okay. Serious question.
Uh-huh.
How can I go on a date with Kristen Ritter?
I follow her on Instagram. Oh, she's friends with my friend. She's friends with my friend in LA.
Well, let her know that there's a man who's out of shape in New York.
No way she's single. She's such a babe. She knits sweaters all the time. Does that change your mind? She's into knitting now.
Are they for people
Yeah, she knits like full size sweaters for people. Mm. She wears them herself a lot.
She's so hot, I don't care.
Okay.
Actually, no, I really don't have a problem with that, and I have a problem with most things.
Yeah. There's definitely the illusion of the character on Don't Trust the Bee versus Kristen Ritter in real life got a little shattered for me from me following her on Instagram. Don't ever follow your heroes on Instagram. Don't That's
follow,
the saying,
Don't follow
right?
the bee in apartment 23. All right, I don't think
but watch
can,
the show.
I don't think we can end on anything better than that.
Yeah.
Plugs. It's a podcast. You know how podcasts work. Plug yeah. stuff.
The Snack Boys
yeah,
is a show
I guess,
that I make
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, Jess directs and edits the Snack Boys and is often either yelling at us off camera or sitting on the couch with us eating snacks.
Hell yeah. Was that 12? A dozen hell yeahs.
Is there anything else? That's it, I think.
That's it. My website, whatever. Not Just Lane is my handle everywhere on the web.
Yeah.
Hack me.
Hack her. Send her nudes out on the internet.
No. Send me your nudes.
Mm, do not say that because people will send you nudes.
Watch me.
All right. Well, you already said it.
Yeah.
Okay. So send Jess unsolicited dick pics.
Please. Okay, wait a second.
No.
Just send
me
like a quick DM and say, hey, do you actually want this? And I'll give you a yes or no.
But say, do you actually want this? And then send the dick pic anyway. Like send it with it.
Michael.
What?
That is not allowed.
You literally, I'm not even going to say the sentence, but.
Here's the thing. I amended
okay.
my statement.
All right.
It sounded fine. Like a joke. And then I went out of my way to say, this is serious. Ask me if I want your nudes, and I will let you know, yes or no, I actually want them.
I feel like it's mostly going to be yes.
Ooh. As long as you're a gay skeleton. Gay skeleton, yeah, send me your nudes.
If you're a gay skeleton or Kristen Ritter, send Jess your
Ooh,
nudes.
Ooh, Kristen Ritter. What if I go on a date with her before you?
Honestly, it's probably a higher percentage of that happening.
Cool. Rad. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Because she looks like a gay skeleton also.
She does. She is.
She's
she
like,
is my
she's
type.
Like wildly thin.
Yeah, man.
Which
I think.
I was like, it's the thing where it's like, it's almost like a nice piece of furniture where I'm like, I think that this thing is beautiful.
I can never
I
have
can't
this.
Do anything with it. I got nothing for this thing.
Yeah. A credenza?
Yeah.
She's the like, credenza of it, people.
Me having sex with Kristen Ritter would look like a contractor fucking a pile of rakes. It's just and, like the size disparity is too off. It's too much.
All right, that's the end of the podcast.
That's it, I guess. All right, cool. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having
whatever.
Me, bye.
Follow me wherever. Who cares? Send me an email if you feel like it. I don't care anymore. Cool. Bye.